regular monthly meeting of the Steuben County Legislature to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Faratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
She's gone.
She's gone. Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malton.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here. We have a quorum. All right, we have a quorum. Would Mr. Mullen lead us in the invocation and Mr. Horton in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. And I just pray for wisdom in our meeting today, as he says in Jesus' name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any certificates? Comments by members of the public? Someone signed a. The undersheriff could look, he's standing right next to it, right?
Doubt it.
No. None? Okay. Thank you. That's all right. Number seven, New York State Sheriff's Association, Peter Kehoe. For him, Sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Van Etten, Public Safety Chair Malter, County Manager Wheeler, and members of this legislature and the citizens of Steuben County. It's my great pleasure to be here today on behalf of all the sheriffs of New York State, to recognize and honor Sheriff Jim Allard and the men and women of the Steuben County Sheriff's Office on the occasion of reaccreditation of the Sheriff's Court Security Division. This alone is a significant achievement and most deserving of commendation, but it's also worth noting that the Sheriff's Office also maintains accreditation of the Jail Division and the Civil Division from the New York State Sheriff's Association. These achievements are a great testimony to Sheriff Allard, Under Sheriff McNellis, and all the men and women of the Steuben County Sheriff's Office, and clearly demonstrate their dedication to the pursuit of excellence in their profession. You have an outstanding sheriff's office here in Steuben County that is well recognized and respected throughout the state. And the citizens of Steuben County and this legislature should be very proud of their sheriff's office. Today we specifically recognize the professionalism and dedication of the men and women who work in court security, which is an area of real heightened concern in these times, not only on the part of our judges, but also on the part of all those who work in our courthouses and all those who have to come to the courts and the courthouses to do business. Alert, professional court security staff keep our courts and courtrooms open, safe and accessible. And without them, our court system could not be open to the public. And that would be contrary to our entire notion of American justice. This is important work that these good public servants do, and we owe them a debt of gratitude for their willingness to do it and to do it right. And obviously here in Steuben County, they do it right, as evidenced by this reaccreditation here this morning. Court security accreditation is not something that's available just for the asking. To earn accreditation requires that a court security operation meets a very stringent set of standards and best practices, which have been developed by experts in the field of court security. These standards have 39 major components with over 100 individual requirements, which address every important aspect of court security. And to gain accreditation, the court sheriff's office must submit itself to scrutiny by an outside board of assessors, which reviews the sheriff's operations in detail to assure whether or not it meets these many demanding standards. And I'm happy to report that the Board of Assessors, which reviewed the operations of your Steuben County Court Security Division, have found that it meets and in most cases exceeds every one of those standards. So congratulations are in order to Sheriff Allard, Sergeant Fanzo, who heads the detail, and all the men and women of the Steuben County Sheriff's Court Security Division for this accomplishment. And I want to say that congratulations are also in order for this legislature and for the citizens of Steuben County, for without your support, your moral support, and your financial support, this achievement and all the outstanding work that's done by your sheriff's office for all the citizens of this county would not be possible. Accreditation does not just happen. It takes a lot of hard work by a lot of people, but I particularly want to recognize one individual who devoted a great deal of extra time and effort to the many administrative and operational details required in order to successfully demonstrate that the Steuben County Sheriff's Office is most deserving of this reaccreditation today. So Sergeant Vince Fanzo, would you come forward, please? Congratulations to you, and thank you for all your work.
Wow, I couldn't do it without those people back there. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations to all of you, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, again, for this opportunity to publicly proclaim all the good work that's being done by your sheriff's office for the citizens of Steuben County in all the areas of sheriff's responsibility. And at this time, I'll ask Sheriff Allard to accept this plaque recognizing this achievement. Sheriff, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kehoe. This will be proudly displayed at the Public Safety Building along with the rest of our accreditations. You're all welcome to come out and see it at any time. It's in the hallway. I just want to point out that Sergeant Fonzo has not only developed as a leader of court security so well that we could get accredited, but he is also on the board of assessors that goes to other counties to see their operations and assist in their accreditation and reaccreditation. He's at that level. So thank you very much for supporting what we do. And thank you, Sergeant Fonzo and team, for all that you do every day to keep us safe here in the county office building and the annex building. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. The public hearing.
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing in the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 27th day of September, 2021, upon County of Steuben Local Law, tentatively number 5 for the year 2021, conferring upon the Director of Public Safety the authority to appoint and remove officers and employees in the 911 Department and the Office of Emergency Services. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Is there anyone that would like to speak? If not, we'll declare this public hearing closed. The adoption of the minutes.
Second.
Any questions?
There's one resolution. I wrote down 168-21 that was seconded by Kay Hannah. So I wasn't sure if Mike did it or I did it. So I wasn't sure if it needed to be corrected.
His first submission.
That's his first.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Thank you.
All right. Nothing else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Reports of standing committees. You did receive the budget schedule for workshops via email. Reports of special committees. Reports of county officers, the county clerk. Can you turn your microphone on, please? There you go.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can take this off now. As you may recall, last month, the Sue Kramer, Deputy County Clerk, retired. And I'm here today to introduce you to the current Deputy County Clerk, Sue Cleland. You want to stand, Sue? Sue's been with the County Clerk's office for 16 plus years. And prior to that, she worked in an attorney's office. And her combination of her calm demeanor and her plethora of knowledge regarding real estate recordings and transactions has been a real asset, both to the public and to the office. So welcome, Sue.
Thank you. Every organization should have someone with a calm demeanor, and I understand that here. That's what I kind of provide.
I thought we had Gary for that.
Only for so. All right. As far as announcements.
Yes, I have a few. We ended up doing a proclamation instead of certificates for all the organizations that assisted with the flood. So the proclamation has been done. It's going to be sent out today. If anybody would like copies of it to give to any of the organizations directly, just let us know and we'll provide those. Regarding the notice on the end of year meetings, we had a little snafu.
You can say it, I screwed up.
The budget presentation date is not the 15th, it will be October 12th. It's a Friday.
Friday, November 12th.
Or, yep. I'm sorry, November 12th. And the public hearing on the budget is going to be the day of what it would have been the regular meeting, which would be November 22nd. 30, what do you say? 11:30.
Because we'll have the legislative meeting and then yeah, that's my fault in scheduling. And we were juggling with the 15th. We had to push it out to the next week, but we can keep kind of that schedule. So the presentation will be that Friday, the 12th, and then we can keep the regular schedule.
So the budget meeting is the 22nd?
Correct.
Are you going to send out another email?
We will.
Yeah.
Sorry for the confusion.
Yes. No, you should be sorry. I should.
Yeah, but it was my travel schedule that caused it. So that's my fault.
Sure.
Okay. Nothing else for announcements. We'll move to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read resolution one?
That's a roll call.
Oh, okay.
So when she's here. Okay. Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second.
Any questions? Mr. Malter.
Yes, over the last several years, there's been a lot of adjustments to properties based on the land bank that we formed. At some point, I would like to see some kind of a report as to what properties were purchased by the land bank and what went back on the assessment rolls and what that assessment was. And I think that's something everybody should be aware of to see where this land bank has brought us.
We'll certainly do that.
Okay. Anything else? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Abstain. Client matter.
All right. Resolution one carries. Will the clerk please read resolution two?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, receiving and accepting the September 27th, 2021 log as prepared by the County Manager's Office.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Rouse. Any comments on this or questions? By acclamation, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Adopting local law tentatively number 5 for the year 2021, conferring upon the Director of Public Safety the authority to appoint and remove officers and employees in the 911 department and the Office of Emergency Services.
Second.
Questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swaghammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Not here.
Yes.
Oh.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malta.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Great. Resolution 3 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 4.
Introduced by Mr. Malton. Presenting local law tentatively number 6 for the year 2021, waiving the residency requirement for full-time Steuben County Assistant District.
Second.
Any questions? Or this is just presenting it. Mm-hmm. Do we do it by acclamation? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Resolution 4 carries. Get the no's. Mm-hmm. Would the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Swaghammer. Accepting and appropriating funding for the New York State Public Health Corps Fellowship Program.
Second.
Any questions? Not with the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swaghammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Swaghammer. Accepting and appropriating the COVID vaccine response grant.
Second.
Any questions? Now, the clerk please call the roll.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swaghammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Join the meeting.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution
8. Imagine with what intention.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swaghammer. Accepting the fiscal year 2021 State Homeland Security Program grant.
Second.
Any questions? Now, the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swaghammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malton.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swaghammer. Accepting the fiscal year 2021 Emergency Management Performance Grant.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Swaghammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 9.
Mrs. Scartella and Mr. Swackhammer. Allocating a portion of the funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to AIM Independent Living.
Second.
Comments or questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swetkin.
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 10.
Introduced by Ms. Latimer and Mr. Swackhammer. Allocating a portion of the funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to the Steuben County Industrial Development Agency.
Second.
Any comments? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 11.
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting the Steuben County Stop DWI Annual Plan for 2022.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes. Resolution 11 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 12.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Approving in accordance with Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code, the issuance of revenue bonds by the Central Bradford Progress Authority and declaring that it is desirable for the health, safety, and welfare of the people in this municipality for the Central Bradford Progress Authority to finance certain facilities serving the people of the municipality.
Second.
Any questions? I don't know why we do have to do this, but
ask your attorney.
Yeah, it's said that all the municipalities had to sign up on.
Yeah, any place where they are located where the bonding is affected under the Internal Revenue Code, they have to have this resolution from the municipality.
So just because they operate in our county.
Correct.
All right, nothing else. Please call the roll.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Hsu. Reclassifying a social services attorney position, grade H, to a senior social services attorney position, grade I, within the Department of Social Services.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 14.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, approving the Section 15-8 wholesale waiver agreement with the New York State Workers' Compensation Board.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Mr. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 15.
Just to note, this is the new one that's handed out to you. Introduced by Ms. Latimer. Appointing a certifying officer to the CDBG well and septic and different infrastructure projects and declaring the CDBG and septic project a type 2 action.
Second.
Questions? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Rescinding Resolution Number 169-21, establishing the date, time, and place for the 2021 delinquent real property tax public auction.
Second.
Mr. Mulder.
Yes, I see Livingston County was still having their auction sometime in October. And I'm just wondering why they were having theirs and we're not having ours.
I would have to look into it, Mr. Malter. It depends. Every county does things differently. We do ours under Article 11. I'm not sure that they do theirs under Article 11, and I'm not sure if they already possibly had title to those that we do not have title to.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rausch.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Clerk, please read Resolution 17.
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, urging Governor Hochul and Commissioner Zucker to modify the proposed COVID-19 mandate for all healthcare workers.
Second.
Or whoever fills Mr. Zucker's place.
He's still acting, I believe.
For a second?
Second.
Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Resolution 17 carries. Mayo. And then we have one additional one.
Do we want to do, we should probably do 18 first. No.
No, 18 is legal matters.
It's going to be executive session.
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, this pertaining to the settlement of claims by or against the county.
Second.
Any questions? You want to mention anything, Jen, or?
I think we discussed it briefly before, but this is over the term of 18 years, the settlement amount of money that the county will receive. I believe that there's another one coming again, so be prepared for next month. There will be another one. This money is supposed to be here in February. So when you're working through your budget, maybe keep that in mind. There's going to be an allocation early next year. That's it.
Okay. Other questions? Roll call vote.
Oh, I had a question.
Oh,
yeah. Can you remind me how much we're supposed to receive under this?
We don't know.
This one is over the course of 18 years.
there's a range still because it still depends on how many people sign on in the legislation that we've talked about before. But the low end is about 1.7 million and the high end is just shy of 3 million.
Spread out how many years?
18.
18.
And that's total for everybody?
That's just Steuben County and that's just these specific defendants.
We're still waiting on regulations or guidelines from the state because we're anticipating that per the agreement, there's going to be a significant amount that's restricted funding for opioid prevention or substance use treatment, those sort of things.
Okay. Roll call vote.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malkin.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. McCaskill.
Yes.
Mr. Benatten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution 18 carries. Now we have an additional one. We're going to call it 19.
Yes. This, after the agenda was posted, we discovered that we needed to make an appointment to the OTB Corporation Board of Directors. So as long as nobody is in opposition to presenting, placing this on the agenda, that is, we have to do a vote on that and then we can present it.
Okay. So does that have to be a motion to put it on the agenda?
Yes.
I'll make move it.
I'll
second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's on the agenda.
Okay. Introduced by Mr. Benatten, filling a vacancy on the Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation Board of Directors.
Second.
Second.
Any questions?
Yes, could we get a background on this appointment?
Maybe Jeff could tell us.
It's a warm body.
I understand that.
Which is what we didn't have for quite a while.
Well, I sat there and this off-track betting scenario that came from the controller's office sitting out there. I just hope this gentleman is aware of it. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg, what is happening there. So,
yeah, because that was just an audit on that.
Just the tickets sitting out there. Exactly. So
pretty eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
He's well aware.
All right. Nothing else? Would the clerk please call the roll? Okay. Oh, this is acclamation? Mm-hmm. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Oh.
Thank Abstain.
You. All right. Resolution 19 has passed. No legal matters, so... Motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second. Good.
Yeah, just a reminder, Hall of Fame presentation is immediately following.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.